Back in August, Haynes School art teacher Giselle Miller began planning for a First Friday art show at the Haynes Brewing Company. Jeannie Kitayama, one of the brewery's co-owners, penciled her show in for April. Miller worked on her paintings over the winter and had everything ready to go. But a few weeks before the event, the COVID-19 pandemic hit.
We found out that school wasn't going to come back into session for those first 2 weeks, like that Friday, like that spring break was starting. And that was kind of when I was like, well, maybe I'll be able to do my show, but probably not.
Kitayama suggested that Miller hang her paintings in the brewery and post a virtual art show online.
My name is Giselle Miller, and I'm going to be showing you my art show for this month. It's called Meandering, and it's a collection of paintings and drawings.
She posted a live stream on Facebook and walked people through the exhibition. Her show featured topographic maps of local areas with some creative twists thrown in. They're still on display at the brewery, and people can check them out when they stop by to fill a growler. But the video allowed Miller to make the show more accessible.
I have grandparents in Arizona that watch the whole thing, and they would have never, you know, seen that artwork. You know, if it was a regular First Friday, I just would have had a gathering, you know, a local gathering. But with a virtual, it obviously, like, extended my outreach.
Miller says she's been engaging with people online more than usual. She's had to connect with parents on social media and put out video lessons for her art classes, and she's planning to organize a student art show online. But she's also been watching more of what her own friends are posting online.
I've seen all these people start doing Facebook Live videos, and I'm more engaged in it myself. Like, because I did one, I'm like way more engaged in it.
More and more performances are popping up on social media. For example, the open mic night that used to take place at the Pioneer Bar on Friday nights has found a temporary home on Facebook.
Come see the lovable strain of someone diving in for all you know.
That's JoJo Gerner and Ben Altman-Moore. Gerner has been hosting open mic night at the Pioneer Bar on and off for a couple of years. A few weeks ago, she set up the Haynes Community Open Mic page on Facebook. People have been posting videos and live streams of their performances on the page. Gerner says in some ways there are advantages to hosting open mic night online.
You have less pressure if you're a person who maybe has a bit of fear of public speaking. And so you can do this with your dog, you know, watching you, and that may be more comfortable for some people. So I think there's an advantage in having the safe space of your home.
Also, when it's not hosted at a bar on a Friday night, kids can get involved. But Gerner admits that she does miss performing for people in person.
You just don't have the same in-person exchange of energy because you don't necessarily see the emotion from people's faces. And so as a musician, I actually, like, I have a harder time performing for a camera.
Miller agrees that a certain connection is lost when artists aren't in the same room as their audience. But even so, she says when people start hosting public shows again, she's still game to make them available online.
Someday down the road, and we're doing another First Friday where we're not social distancing and we're hanging out, that would be really fun to do, like, a live feed of a Haynes First Friday. And I don't think it would take away. I think it's just more of, like, celebratory of that event.
Miller's virtual art show Meandering is available to watch on Facebook. You can also find the open mic page on Facebook by searching Haynes Community Open Mic. Reporting from Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.